Well, good evening. I am on. Okay. Well, it's good to be here tonight, and it's good to see everyone here tonight as well. And I want to first thank God for the ability, and I want to thank the elders for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. Tonight, we're going to spend a few moments discussing our influence. And it's not a matter of whether we have influence or not, because we all do. But rather, our concern should be, what kind of influence do we have on others who are around us? All things and all beings are influenced to a certain degree by other things or other beings. The moon, for instance, it influences the seas by causing the rising and falling of the sea, of the tides. And the moon and the sun influences the plants and flowers to grow towards its rays. And likewise, people influence other people. Christians are in the world, but we are forbidden to be of the world, just like Jesus, who was set apart for God's purpose. In John 17, 14 through 16, Jesus says, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." And being in the world as Christians, we should be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, as stated in Matthew 5, 13 through 16. And the Bible says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown under and trampled under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. Light of the world. A city that is hid on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, that it gives light to all those who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And when I reference these scriptures, I'm referencing the New King James Version. Now, at no time should a Christian be allied with the forces of evil that they lose their good influence and morals as illustrated in 2 Corinthians 6:4. The Bible says, Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it warns us to be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good manners or good habits. The Bible also tells us in Titus 2:14 that the Lord gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous of good works. Now, what is influence? And how do we influence others? How is it that we influence others? To keep in context of our study tonight, influence by definition is to affect, to sway, to move, or impel a person to some action. Just like when a parent tries to sway or warn their child not to play with fire because of the dangers that await them around the corner. Or when a parent impels or encourages their child to do well in school because there's great benefit in getting a good education and that it's capable of providing a bright future for them. Now, with that being said, everything we do should influence and point others toward the Lord Jesus Christ. So how is it that we influence others? We influence others by the things we say. You can find that. An example of that in Matthew 12, 34 through 36. And the Bible says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." How is it again that we influence others? We influence others by the things that we do as well. And you can find that in Philippians 1:27. The Bible says there, "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." You can also influence others by the way that you love. And you find that in John 13, 34 through 35. The Bible says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And finally, how do we influence others? We do that by showing how godly we are. And you find that 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16. The Bible says here, But he who called you is holy. You also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So, brothers and sisters, as we live in this world, people are watching us. And the lives that we live day in and day out The lives that we live day in and day out are going to influence others in one way or another. So let us be as influential as the sun and the moon, and make sure that we are influencing people in the right direction, and that's toward our Lord and Savior. After all, we are the lenses through which others see Jesus Christ. You can now take out your songbooks as we prepare to sing the song of invitation. This is God's invitation to those who would like to become a part of his body. It is also an invitation for those who are of his body that have fallen short of his glory and would like to get back in a proper relationship with him. So to become a member of the Lord's church, you must hear the word, which is found in Romans 10:17. You must believe what you've heard, which is found in Hebrews 11:6. You must repent of your sins, which is found in Acts 17:30. And you must confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, which is found in Romans 10:9-10, and be baptized into his body, which is found in Mark 16:16. And we must also live faithful, which is found in Titus 2:11-12. If you have need, come now as we stand together and sing the song of invitation.